Radio Free Charleston is on the air. And welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and you just heard Stacey Lawson Stanley with Molly Lynn Page on harmonies and violin with the song December 28th, a lovely tribute to her late father, and you can find it at all major streaming platforms. I'll have a link in Pop Cult. You may remember Stacey from her appearances on the Radio Free Charleston video program as the lead singer of Under Social. This is a new direction for her, and it is quite a revelation. We have a great show for you. We are going to bring you a special encore in our second and third hours this week. I had planned to do three new hours of show, but over the weekend, I had emails from people wondering if I was going to bring back the RFC International Halloween special from 2016. People really wanted to hear Count Rudolph and Igor. And so this week, that's going to be hours 2 and 3 of Radio Free Charleston. You can hear me screwing around 4 years ago doing characters that I did back on the video show. Actually, I never did Igor on the video show. I made him up for this. But anyway, that's hours 2 and 3. Before then, we have an hour of great new stuff. Newish stuff. Some of the stuff's old, but it's really good. But something that is brand new is a new track from Sierra Farrell. Sierra is also a veteran of the Radio Free Charleston video show. She has since wandered the world and made it big and signed to Rounder Records with an album coming out early next year. We're going to bring you the preview single, Jeremiah, right now. It's Sierra Farrell on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
So take pity. cause no one came to see them except their mom and dad. But if you lend an ear and give them just one little chance, you may just like me. You may just like me. You may just like the opening.
She's having.
I never knew I was in a full-on thing. I took the medicine. It was
That was Rockwell's Ghost with Mole Man, the demo version. They have a full-length album coming out very soon. It's produced by Greg McGowan, and it sounds great, but this song will be on it in a more finished form. You can find this song on an EP on Bandcamp right now. Stay tuned to Pop Cult for details on when this Beckley-based punk rock group will release that album. Before that, you heard The Bounty from Columbus with Sleep. Before that, Pup with Anaphylaxis. Corey Wong gave us Massive, and we had Nobody Likes the Opening Band from I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. That's all relatively new music, really. I mean, you know, The Bounty thing is from last year, but it's all still newish. Continuing along with something that's not newish, but this is actually a bit of a preview of this week's Swing Shift. I just discovered this group, but it turns out that they haven't put out an album in 8 years. It's a French group called Pink Turtle, and they're a 7-piece jazz swing band, but their repertoire is not necessarily swing standards. Here's Pink Turtle with their cover of Baker Street on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Wading your way down on Baker Street, letting your head in dead on your feet. With another crazy day, you drink for not away and forget about everything. This city desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul. And it's taking you so long, you find it you're wrong when you fold it at everything. Way down the street, there's a lad in his place. He opened the door, you get that look on his face. And he asks you, where have you been? We tell me who you've seen, and you talk about anything. Used to think that it was so easy. Used to say that it was so easy. But you're trying now. Another year and then you'll be happy. Just one more year and then you'll be happy. But you're trying now. That is
twisted branches by seed and root and flower and fruit. Dark mother, take me.
What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer. Riddle me this.
What, tell me, what, tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Gee, we would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants. Oh.
Hey, little fiddle, the whole world will
riddle me this.
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange instead of an egg?
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange on an egg?
The chick said, look at the orange marmalade.
Aw, oh, come on, Riddler.
I'll puzzle you a puzzle, I'll quiz you a quiz. I'm gonna keep you guessing like nobody's business. I'm a whiz. And my name is the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Riddle me this.
Which, tell me, which is the easier to spell? Fiddly D or fiddly dumb?
Gee, we give up. Which is easier to spell? Fiddly D or dumb?
Fiddly D, cause it's spelled with more E's.
Hey, Riddler, when's the worst weather for rats and mice?
When it's raining cats and dogs.
Why, your nose, not 12 inches long.
Because then it would be your foot.
Hey, Riddler, why do birds fly south in the winter?
Because it's too far to walk.
Gee, Riddler, you know everything.
That's right, kids. And you know why? Because I'm the Riddler.
The whole world's riddle.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a...
Radio Free Charleston.
That was Jay Parade with Jay Charade. Before that, They Might Be Giants gave us We're the Replacements. And before that, The Replacements gave us Alex Chilton. I didn't have any Alex Chilton handy, so before that we had Frank Gorshin with The Riddler. And it all began with Crystal Bright and The Silver Hands and October. Because it is October, and this is the last chance to play that song this month until next year. So, wanted to get that in there. Coming up next, we are near the end of the hour, but we got room for four more songs. How about brand new music from Todd Burge? It's Dear John Blue Skies on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Together we are for the first time. A common enemy has us together distantly. Together are we for the first time. A little taste of peace, first time in history. Struggle to get my head and thoughts on straight. Cheer the leader of the singular me, and off I go to somewhere very close. But nowadays I don't dare listen to hello in there. Hello. To remember the blue skies, I try to remember blue. Nowadays I try to remember the blue skies, I try to remember blue. They're always up there somewhere. Hello up there, hello, always up there somewhere, hello up there, hello.
Back is on the rack.
I'm all a flutter in a panic attack.
I'm praying to the Lord with my head hung down.
God, get me out of this goddamn town. What a shit. Oh, no doubt there. Look upon these works, you mighty and despair. I'm getting my ass kicked up and down. God, get me out of this goddamn town.
Black, yellow, man, red, man, brown.
They'll be watching when you win it, and they'll hunt you when you're down in the hellhole. I declare, heads up their asses and their noses in the air. They all got a hairdo, wear it like a crown. God, get me out of this goddamn town.
Get me out of this goddamn town.
Right.
That was Battleship, Battleship with Ad Hominem. That group, by the way, is Joe Valina and Bobby Miller. You know them from many different bands, but they worked together as part of Feast of Stephen before. And they got back together during the pandemic and recorded that remotely. And it was just really cool that that happened. Before that, we had the Empty Hearts with Well, Look at You. And Andy Preboy with Get Me Out of This Town. You know, I think he left a word from the song out of that title. But that is the end of our first hour, and that's it for this week's new portion of Radio Free Charleston. Don't forget, you gotta go support the local scene, even if that means not going out to bars because it's not safe yet and you'll die if you go out. Don't believe the crazy people. Believe the scientists. But anyway, support the local scene by buying their albums and paying for their live streams and doing all that good stuff, the safe stuff. I'm Rudy Panucci. I thank you for listening. I am going to get out of here and make way for Count Rudolph and Igor because the Radio Free Charleston International Halloween special is next on the air. Radio Free Charleston International is on the air.
Not so fast there, smart guy. This is Count Rudolph, risen from the dead, and you are listening to Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International on the air! It's Halloween, and that is why I have returned, and I have taken over Radio Free Charleston International, which is not on this week. You see, it's time for the return of Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. Yes, I know we've never done one before, but it is still a return, because I say so. Get ready for 2 hours of macabre and mystical music to thrill and delight you.
Master! Master!
What? Igor, what are you doing here?
Master, I have to tell you something.
Before that, I have a question for you, you snotty little man. Why are you Igor when traditionally a vampire's assistant is Renfield?
Well, you see, all the Renfields were busy.
The Renfields?
Yes, Master, you see. There's more than one.
More than one Renfield. Explain this to me, you little twat.
Well, Master, there's several Renfields, and they have a band. And let's listen to a song by them right now on the Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater.
Wait, don't you introduce a song, you little bastard!
Game of hide and seek.
Shady-eyed go-go.
With rock and roll, my girl loves Thank you.
That was the very scary snake finger, the man in the dark sedan. And even scarier, he's dead. He's deader than hell. He's deceased. And that's really scary. Before that, you heard a very scary song by The Big Bad, The Omen. Remember that movie with all the scary stuff, the tricycle in? Very scary. And we began that set with Machete A Go-Go by The Renfields, who I wish I could afford a Renfield for an assistant instead of Igor.
Up yours.
We shall continue Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International with a very scary topic indeed. One of the scariest monsters ever on the big screen. Here is Blue Oyster Cult with their song about Joan Crawford.
chatted oh so nicely as we sipped our French cafe on an old English table in the good old USA. The Martians were landing.
Once, upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more." How distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently, my soul grew stronger, Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is, I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there. Nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering. Long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken. The stillness gave no token. The only word that spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. But my heart is still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat, nothing more. Then, this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stirred the decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast, upon the sculpted bust, upon his chamber door, with such a name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the pallid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word heated up poor. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow, he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then, the bird said, startled by the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken. Doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press on evermore. Then before the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee respite. Respite and nepenthe from the memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me, truly I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting, get thee back into the tempests and the night's plutonian shore, leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door, take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul, from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted. Nevermore.
That was Christopher Walken's dramatic reading of The Raven. Wasn't that really scary? Well, wasn't it sort of really disturbing and creepy anyway? We'll go for that. Before that, you heard Crack the Sky with Invaders from Mars and Blue Oyster Cult with Joan Crawford.
Master, can I introduce the next song?
Why should I let you introduce the next song?
It's what you yell at me all the time.
Go away. I will introduce the songs on this show. This is my show. Count Rudolph, host, Radio Free Charleston, Horror Theater International. Damn it, here is Kate Bush with Get Out of My House on Radio Free Charleston, Horror Theater International.
I am not getting out of your house.
When you lock the doors, you pause in the doorway. So I thought I stole you away. I was gonna pull you away. So I run into the hall, into the corridor. There's a door in the house. I hear the lift descending. I hear it hit the landing. I see the house and the cat standing with my key.
Yeah.
That was the Neckerfelds with Scream!
Scream!
Set that up. Before that, you heard Stephen Merritt with Scream!
Scream!
Willie, we began that with Kate Bush. And now, as we approach the end of our first hour, we are going to bring you a lovely, touching ballad by a group of young gentlemen near and dear to my heart. Here is, or here are, The Jasons with Cap Arawak on Radio Free Charleston International on the air.
Scream!
There's a legend in these woods of a camp not far from here, and on a quiet night the sound of screaming children fills the air, where a young girl lost her mind and some campers lost their heads. They say that Angela stalks the grounds of old Camp Arawak. I could be your Burt Reynolds if you'd just be my happy camper girl. I'd like to leave and hold you in my arms tonight.
I gotta stay.
just heard the Dickies with Attack of the Mole Men, celebrating another cinematic horror classic. Really. It's good. You should watch it. I think you can get it on the Roku. Anyway, I am Count Rudolph, and I thank you for listening to our first hour.
I am Igor, and I thank you too.
Shut up, Igor. Shut up. You are pissing the Count off.
Up yours.
We will be right back after these messages. Hello, and welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am Rudy Panucci.
I'm Mark Wolf, and you're listening to the best of The Real with Mark Wolf.
Welcome to Sydney's Big Electric Cat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Gibby
welcome
Hunters
to Gibby Hunters.
Here we are again, the latest episode of 6 Degrees of Separation, Charleston, West Virginia's finest extraterrestrial radio program.
I'm Rudy.
I'm Lee.
This is Michelle Zirkle-Markham, your host for Life Speaks.
The air!
The air.
The air.
The air.
The air.
Radio Free Charleston International, bringing you the finest music from around the world, is on the air.
Radio Free Charleston.
You are listening to Radio Free Charleston International on Appalachian Independent Radio.
With the very scary song, Fashion Zombie.
It wasn't really that scary.
Yes, it was. Did you see the video? Did you see the video?
I did not see the video.
Then don't talk about things of which you know nothing.
Know nothing?
Up yours.
Next up, we are going to go into a classic long piece that just sets the frame for demonic possession.
Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International presents Mike Oldfield with Tubular Bells.
Jesus Christ, Master, that was one long song. Why did you play something that long?
First of all, don't judge me, you little piece of excrement. Second of all, sometimes the Count has to use the bathroom. But continuing on with our Halloween scary Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International program, it's Oingo Boingo asking the musical question, dead or alive?
curse the children of the bean. They sewed up the girls for the boys they chopped off hands. One got away to prepare for revenge. She swore to avenge all of her fallen dead. Other white meat. Yum, yum.
Thank you. That was Nine Inch Nails, which are scary simply when you look at them. I mean, Nine Inch Nails, very scary to look at. But that song was Come Back Haunted, which is doubly scary. So it was like two for the price of one. Before that, we had the very, very scary Hera singing about Sonny Bean, a man who liked to eat other people. And don't tell me that's not scary.
That's some scary shit, boss.
Did I ask your opinion? We kicked it off with Oingo Boingo. We are in the home stretch, but we have some music left. And we haven't visited in with the godfathers of horror punk. So let's let the misfits teach us about horror business on Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International on the air.
To enter another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Shopping, shooting one another for a comfortable chat.
crawling up my wall. Black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread.
Oh, it's the spider.
Now he's dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see. Trapped in the ball, doesn't seem to move at all. Perhaps he's dead, I'll just be sure. Pick this book up off the floor.
Where is the spider? Where is the spider?
That was The Who with Boris the Spider. Really scary because spiders are so scary.
Yeah, that's scary, boss.
Will you shut up?
I mean, they eat like the bed bugs and everything. You know, spiders are actually...
Will you shut up?
I seen a spider eat a wasp once. And wasp are...
Shut up! I do not want a lecture about arachnids on my program.
I just say they're not that scary. They do good things.
I don't care that they do good things. They're scary. Gee, you can't get good help these days. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining me here at Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International Manor. It's very spooky here. Very spooky.
Not really that spooky.
Shut up. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Please enjoy the Halloween season. I am Count Rudolph, and I bid you welcome.
Shouldn't you have done that at the beginning of the show?
Shut up! Shut up!
I'm just saying, I mean, welcome at the end of the show. What? You didn't think this through very well, did you?
Shut up, Igor, I'm going to think this tire iron through your head.
No need, don't get so aggressive.
That's it for Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. I am not going to leave you hanging. Even though that would make for a great decoration.
That's a bit corny, boss.
Will you shut up? Anyway, here is your top secret, double secret, triple secret mystery bonus track.
What is it?
If I told them, it wouldn't be a secret, now would it?
You should go ahead and tell them.
I'll tell you. Why don't you just go to hell?
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but
I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamp at his feet. Eternally, fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bone to growl and baked into cakes which are passed around.
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.